There was once a king who liked chasing deer in the woods. During one hunting expedition, he threw himself headlong into the deep woods after a deer and got lost. It grew dark. The king hadn't caught the deer and was stuck alone in an unknown clearing. He sighed with relief when he noticed on the edge of the clearing a dark cottage. He knocked on the door and asked the charcoal burner, who opened the door, the way out of the forest and if he could take him to the castle. "I would like to help you, Your Majesty," the charcoal burner apologized. "But my wife is about to give birth at any moment. I can't leave her now. It's pitch black outside. I'll make you a bed in the attic and in the morning take you to the castle." The king accepted the invitation. He lay on the makeshift bed, and although he was dead tired after the hunt, he was tossing and turning for a long time and could not sleep. Perhaps the ructions in the charcoal burner's room below contributed to this. The baby was actually born that night, but around midnight, the charcoal burner, his wife and child were already asleep. From the room below, through a chink in the ceiling, a peculiar light shone onto the king. The king bent down to the crack and saw and heard some strange things. Around the newborn child were three old women in white dresses with candles in their hands.
"This boy will encounter many great dangers in his life," said the first woman seriously.
"My gift to this boy is for him to be protected from all these perils," said the second. "And I give to this boy as a wife the daughter who was born to the king who lies in the attic above," came a third voice. Fates flashed through the king's heads. The fates extinguished the candles and silence fell. The king was stunned. His royal daughter to marry the son of a charcoal burner? No way! The morning in the charcoal burner's cottage was grim. The child was crying from hunger, and the charcoal burner was mourning his wife, who had died shortly after the birth.